Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for January 19th, 2018. I'm your host, Zach Hall. First up is news that Apple has hired a team of data scientists from a company called Silicon Valley Data Science. That's according to Bloomberg, who says the hiring spree includes the company's CEO. The new data scientist hires have reportedly been assigned to analytics and ad-related initiatives. The hiring spree follows Apple hiring the team behind the app development service BuddyBuild earlier this month. Apple also announced last month that it plans to buy Shazam, the popular audio tagging service. And in iOS news, Apple's data now shows that 65% of iOS devices accessing the App Store now run iOS 11. That's slightly behind last year's iOS 10 adoption rate, which saw 76% of active users on the latest version around the same time. To put that in perspective, the last three versions of Android only make up 56% of Google's install base, with just 0.7% of users running the latest major version released last summer. And in HomePod news, we just learned this afternoon that Apple's Siri-powered smart speaker has been approved by the FCC, which is one step closer to it going on sale. Coupled with the news that the first million units started shipping to Apple this week, it seems more and more likely that the HomePod launch could be imminent. We also received the seventh and likely final beta version of iOS 11.2.5 today, which will likely be released to all customers next week. Fingers crossed that these are all related. And finally, it's Friday, so let's check in with my 9 to 5 Toys colleague, Trevor Doherty.
Right now we have $259 off the entry-level MacBook Pro 13-inch with Touch Bar, and that's probably going to go through Sunday, so if you're interested in that, be sure to grab it this weekend. We also have Beats Solo 3 headphones in a couple different colors for $197, which is about 30% off the usual going rate. And then through this weekend, we also have an exclusive 15% off coupon at MonoWare for their Apple Watch bands, iPhone cases, and some other Apple-focused accessories that they have in stock right now.
Read those stories and much more on 9to5mac.com and subscribe to 9to5 Mac Daily in Apple Podcast, Overcast, or your favorite podcast player to receive new updates Monday through Friday.